From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. The United Nations Nuclear Agency reports Iran is complying with a milestone agreement to limit stockpiles of key ingredients that can be used to produce nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran's stockpiles of heavy water and uranium are within the limits that were agreed upon last year. The findings were disclosed Friday in the second quarterly report the IAEA has prepared since the accord took effect in January. Meanwhile, an Iranian diplomat has rejected allegations that Tehran had close ties to and had been covertly working with Afghan Taliban chief Mullah Mansour, who was killed in a U.S. drone strike. The fatal attack against Mansour took place in southwestern Pakistan May 21st, when he was returning from Iran. U.S. officials say the Taliban leader freely traveled to Iran, where his family lives. According to media reports, Tehran is providing the Taliban with funds and weapons in its bid to keep Islamic State out of Afghan areas bordering Iran. Tehran's ambassador to Islamabad said that cooperation with a terrorist group like the Taliban is out of the question for the Iranian government. And the U.S. may be treading on a path to a post-antibiotic era when more people will die from common infections. This warning came from the CDC after an antibiotic-resistant bacteria was discovered in the urine of a Pennsylvania woman who visited a military clinic last month. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said that the discovery signals the need for a new regimen of antibiotics. Public health officials have long warned against the overuse of antibiotics, which help to breed what are known as superbugs. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama made history Friday, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima, where an American warplane dropped the first atomic bomb on August 6, 1945, near the end of World War II. After the president laid a wreath at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial, he spoke of the responsibility the event confers on the world to not give in to fear.
We may not be able to eliminate man's capacity to do evil. So nations and the alliances that we formed must possess the means to defend ourselves. But among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear and pursue a world without them.
President Obama did not apologize for the decision to drop the bomb on Hiroshima, but he underscored the friendship formed between the two former enemies who now share common concerns and responsibility for security. On the final day of the G7 summit, leaders of the world's richest economies said that if British voters choose to exit the European Union in next month's referendum, it could have disastrous effects on the world's global economy. French President François Hollande said it is one of the most significant problems facing the world economy. The most recent opinion polls indicate that those favoring Britain's exit from the EU have a slim lead over those wanting to stay in the Union. And Nelson Mandela's estate is finally being settled nearly 3 years after his death as his executors in Johannesburg handed out inheritance checks on Friday. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
The happy and grateful heirs who collected inheritance checks on Friday, among them a former driver, a gardener, and a housekeeper, made it appear that Nelson Mandela's $3 million estate is being disbursed amicably. The estate's main executor, Dikang Moseneke, beamed as lawyers handed checks to household staff and leaders from schools the late South African president attended. Mandela also left money to his widow, all of his surviving children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Mandela, who is so widely admired for urging forgiveness after spending most of his life fighting South Africa's racist apartheid regime, bequeathed nothing to his second wife, Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
And for a second straight year, two Indian American students have shared top honors in the United States' top spelling competition, the Scripps National Spelling Bee. For more on this and other stories, do visit us on the web at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.